entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
It's October 30th, 2011, and you're listening to The Common Sense Show here on RBN. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and joining me in just a few moments will be our news director, Ms. Annie DeRiso. The Common Sense Show is coming to you live from the rural desert outside of Phoenix, Arizona. And after the first break, we're going to be joined by Mike Billington from the LaRouche Group, and we're going to be talking about the imminent Third World War. Yes, folks, you heard that word correctly, imminent. We're also going to be talking about the need to re-implement the Glass-Steagall Act to prevent further plundering from our banks and retirement accounts. And if we have time, we'll get into how North America could have a virtual unlimited water supply. In the second hour, we're going to be joined by Brandon Smith, who will describe why governments spy on their people. And in the case of the United States, where all this is headed, man, is surveillance ever in the news? This is the Halloween edition of the Common Sense Show. And let me just mention to everybody that the TSA and the state police in Tennessee are actively protecting our children on this Halloween with roadblocks and let me stick my hand down your pants, little boy type of security checkpoints. So the TSA abuse never stops. And I'll have more to say on TSA in the second hour. Next week, Annie and I are interviewing Tricia Springstead and Tricia James, and we're going to blow the lid off the dirty little secret as to what's in the deadly cocktail being put in the Corexit in the Gulf of Mexico to mitigate, in quotes, the oil spill. And now we find out that the same thing is happening in New Zealand. And guess what, folks? What we're going to reveal next week about the Gulf and New Zealand has the potential to spread death and destruction to the rest of humanity. And you're not going to want to miss what's coming up next week. Well, do you think character counts? Do you think we should have honorable and trustworthy people in charge of administering the controversial vaccinations? If you do, then you'll find this following story very, very disturbing. Dr. Kimberly Quinlan Lindsay, a top official for the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, has been arrested and charged with two counts of child molestation and one count of bestiality. According to CNN, Lindsay and her live-in boyfriend are accused of immoral and indecent sexual acts involving a six-year-old. The bestiality charge stems from the fact that they obtained photos, the authorities obtained photos, where Lindsay unlawfully performed and submitted to sex acts with an animal. Now, I'm not trying to be graphic here, folks, but this woman is in charge of vaccinations given to your children. Do you think character matters? Do you think we should have people in charge? You can Google her name, Dr. Karen, or Kimberly Quinlan Lindsay, and she's currently under arrest for the DeKalb County Police Department. Wow. And if that's not bad enough, I should mention this too before we move on. Dr. Lindsay played a primary role in the bogus swine flu propaganda campaign of 2 years ago. So should we be surprised when we stand up and say, hey, we don't like the mercury, we don't like all the substances in these vaccinations, and no, we don't want to vaccinate our children? Your children's vaccination health in the hands of a child molester and a pervert. And if that's not bad enough, now the CDC doctor who debunked the vaccine autism link has been indicted on fraud. Dr. Paul Thorson, after being found to have falsified documents, was indicted on fraud, money laundering, and tax evasion after stealing between $1 to $2 million in research grant money from the CDC. The CDC hired Dr. Thorson to debunk the link between thimerosal, vaccines, and autism, which he did to their satisfaction. And despite this man's now apparent criminal behavior, they think the research is fine. When we come back, we'll join Annie and go to our guest, Mike Billington. Stay tuned, everybody.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Show. This is your host, Dave Hodges, and joining us on our news line is our news director, Annie DeRiso. Hi, Annie. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Dave, and I just hope, if we're so lucky that she goes to prison, she's not put under protective custody. Let the mothers have at her.
Yeah. Question is, would she go to prison or to the kennel? Anyway, sorry for the joke, but I think character matters, and when you put someone in charge of something so sensitive as our children's vaccines, and you're accused and likely guilty, since the police say they have photos of such heinous acts involving children, the perversion, that bothers me a little bit less. That's more the sensational side of the story. But involving a six-year-old child, and we're supposed to trust this person's judgment when it comes to vaccines, which, Annie, our position has been made clear on this show. It's just further proof that you can't trust anything from what I call the Center for Disease Creation. I don't trust those people any farther than you can throw them, and there's a story why. But, Annie, I want to thank you for doing your duty there in the state of Tennessee. I'm glad to see that the TSA and your state patrol there locally are going to be setting up checkpoints to protect the kids at Halloween. Protect them from what? Goblins? Ghosts? I didn't know you had a terrorist outbreak in Tennessee, Annie.
Oh, yes, we have terrorist kids.
Yeah, unbelievable. Armed with two wads of bubble gum, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But speaking of the TSA, and I want to bring this up here while we're trying to get a hold of Mike Billington, our first guest. But speaking of the TSA, have you noticed that they're announcing a new program called pre-screening? And pre-screening is where you'll have all your data mined and available to TSA officials as you show your ID, walk down a long corridor, like described like a tunnel, and by the time you get to the tunnel, they'll know everything about you. It will eliminate the need for a lot of the use of the back scanners. It'll eliminate the need for a lot of the frisking that goes on, although I hear they're still going to want to sometimes do secondary searches, and TSA will still enjoy themselves sticking their hands down our collective pants and filling up our women's breasts, which they're so known to do, and taking off the diapers of 90-year-old women. But pre-screening, Annie, pre-crime, pre-screening, we've talked about it ad nauseum here, and makes me not want to fly, but they're making it difficult to even drive anywhere. I certainly would have to take a detour right now around Tennessee, wouldn't I?
Well, it's kind of a Sieg Heil, if you ask me.
Oh, did you say Sieg Heil?
Yeah. you know, the Nazi slogan, Sieg Heil.
Sieg Heil, yes, exactly. Well, how silly of me. But, Annie, I'm just kind of beside myself here with where everything is going. I mean, we're seeing the installation of total tyranny. The installation of absolute and abject control by government officials, totally violating every amendment we have. Did you see the internet is again under attack? And they're disguising this as the Privacy Act, and they're disguising it as also not allowing people to pirate songs and literary works. But really what it gets down to, when you read the fine print, they can take your site down for government criticism.
Yeah.
Is yeah. that? Annie, I don't know how you feel about that.
They're coming in the back door.
What's that?
They're really coming in the back door.
You know, we like to compare a lot of what's going on to the East German Stasi, or certainly to Nazi Germany, or to what Stalin did. But these dictators never had the wherewithal, because they didn't have the technology to control all speech. I mean, let me give a go back, and if you look at Stauffenberg's plot against Hitler that almost succeeded in 1944, it involved several of the officers of the German high command, particularly a lot of the Prussian generals who never were enchanted with Hitler, and they saw him as nothing but a paper hanger. But if they had had access to total surveillance like we have today in our police state surveillance grid, this plot would never have come close to succeeding, and had Hitler's briefcase not been moved behind a wood post on an oak table, he surely would have died right there, and we would probably have seen, we definitely would have seen an internal coup, and we would have seen the end of World War II and saved hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of lives. So, anyway, I just, what's going on your end there in Tennessee, Annie, besides your lovely TSA out protecting the trick-or-treaters?
Well, you know, TSA, they don't want you to fly with gold or silver coins anymore. Did you read the story about the guy that was, he was on a flight actually out of Austin and ran into Alex Jones. But during all of this, he was stopped because he was carrying about $600 worth of silver coins. He was on the way to Vegas, you know, just to have a weekend trip, do a little gambling. He didn't want to pull the money out of his bank account. So he decided to cash in some commemorative silver coins. And they stopped him, harassed him, and gave him the what for, you know, till he just barely made his flight. I mean, why? They say that they don't want terrorists, you know, carrying cash around. You know, they're trying to make us a cashless society. I mean, look what happened to Louisiana. I mean, parking swap? You're going to have to use a credit card? I mean, come on, you know.
No cash transactions. Well, they want to eliminate the underground economy. And we're seeing that in a lot of different circles now. And you're absolutely right, Annie. In fact, in Louisiana, if you have a garage sale and accept cash, it's 2 years in prison.
Well, over in, where was it, Greece or somewhere, they've gone to a barter system. Watch out. They're probably going to try to stop us from bartering anything.
No, there's no question. The underground economy, they're trying to put an end to it, and RFID chipping is the next thing, and they want us all chipped by 2017. And, Annie, we're going to do a show on that in December, and I'll talk more about that at a later time. But I've got good news. We've got Mike Billington here. And, Mike, are you with us?
I'm here. Hi, Dave.
Mike, I apologize for the delay. We had some confusion on your number, but welcome. And Mike is a member of the LaRouche Group. And I got to tell you, Mike, before we leave here tonight, we've got to send everybody up there. Don't go to the end of the show, because there are some explosive articles up there. But one in particular, Mike, caught my attention, and that's where the writers on your website are predicting the imminence of the beginning of World War III. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, LaRouche has been very clear about this over these last several days. If you think back to how World War I and World War II were brought about by British manipulation of the Balkans, if you remember that history, the issue was always how to get Germany especially to fight Russia, how to keep the continent battling each other, and especially the two great powers of Russia and Germany. Bismarck, when he was in power, you might remember Bismarck was very greatly influenced by the American system. Henry Carey, Lincoln's economist, worked directly with Bismarck, helped him set up the American system in Germany, which freed them from the free market, free trade British Empire approach and built Germany into the modern industrial power that it has been since then. And he saw that the British were trying to manipulate that war and went all out to work with the Russians to prevent a Balkan war. And the Second World War basically was a continuation of that process. Now, it's not the Balkans now. It's the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
But the British game plan with Tony Blair as the key spokesman for the so-called quartet, who brought about the Iraq War through, as people, I'm sure for your listeners, remember quite well, that Tony Blair lied and created the so-called sexed-up dossier on Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction and dragged the United States into this criminal war, which is still not ending and will not end because it's not meant to end. It's meant to be continual warfare. And with Obama now not only continuing the policies of Bush and Dick Cheney, but in fact exaggerating them, expanding them dramatically, especially the use of imperial methods of killing targeted lists with his drones and other special operations means, as he's done in these last few weeks with the assassination of American citizens in Yemen and the assassination, the execution, really, of a head of state in Libya, that this man has determined that he has the power to ignore the Constitution, to ignore the Congress. In fact, he's proud of ignoring the Congress. And waging war as he wishes, killing individuals as he wishes. And as soon as the Libya, the snuff film of Gaddafi's execution was broadcast around the world and Obama gleefully announced this great victory of having overthrown a sovereign state simply because he didn't like them, the call came out from the cowards in the Congress, both sides, John McCain and John Kerry, both, and others, that, okay, Syria's next, and Iran is on the list, and some even saying that perhaps we should get ready to go to war with Russia. And indeed, this is the long-standing British game plan of getting the U.S. to be at war with the rest of the world rather than working with the
exactly.
other nations.
We come back from the break, Mike. We're going to pick it up there, and I got a couple of questions based on what you said. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Mike Billington on the other side.
I feel a wreck without my little China girl. Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Our guest is Mike Billington of the LaRouche Group, and we're talking about the imminence of the coming Third World War. And Mike, let me ask you, is it your opinion that the U.S.'s participation in Gaddafi's demise was motivated by the fact he wouldn't capitulate and create a central bank and that he wouldn't agree to being part of the coming African Union?
No, it's not. There's not particular causes for this. The British, the imperial interests, including the Wall Street crowd that works with the City of London, want to blow up the Middle East as a pivot point in the world to break up the greatest danger that faces the bankrupt imperial financial system of Europe and the United States, which increasingly everybody recognizes that they're now totally bankrupt, especially after this last week, the clown show in Europe, where they said, we're going to print a gazillion dollars and save our banking system. They know it won't work. It can't work. And their view, their danger, the danger to them is that Russia and China and the United States and India and perhaps Korea and Japan eventually, that these nations outside of Europe, outside of the British-controlled European Union, would join together to say this financial system is bankrupt. The European and American nations are trying to print money in order to bail out the banks while the physical economy is destroyed, absolutely destroyed, and it continues to be destroyed, and that we will not participate in this insanity. These same nations are frantically trying to carry out wars as diversions and other kinds of things. We will not participate. we are going to, in fact, build an alliance with the United States, a United States, hopefully, which has the wisdom, the sensibility to get this lunatic out of the White House quickly, not in the next election, now, impeachment, throwing him out on the 25th Amendment, getting him out of office, this would-be dictator, and having more sensible Democrats and Republicans immediately implement the Glass-Steagall bill to bankrupt Wall Street and restore the American credit system, and join with Russia and China and other nations who will join immediately if those three great powers were to actually bring themselves together to build a new world creditary system, a new financial system. Were they to do this, the British financial system would be bankrupt overnight. And England, the English people, could retake their nation from the financial empire, which has been governing the world, really, but governing England despite the will of the British people. If that is their problem, their concern is not particular issues of this or that country. In fact, they have several countries on their hit list right now, as I'm sure you know. Syria, they want to go to war in Syria tonight. Iran, they would like Bibi Netanyahu to launch war on Iran tonight on behalf of the British and the Wall Street crowd. And they are gearing up for a potential war in Pakistan. All of this ultimately aimed at breaking up any kind of alliance between the United States and Russia and the United States and China. That's the issue. The issue is, can we restore the Franklin Roosevelt alliance of the United States, Russia, China, to build the world with American technology, Russian science, the idea of collaborating between these great nations to break once and for all the power of the British Empire. Obama is nothing but a tool of this empire, as he's proven himself to be over and over. Any American who continues to support this lunatic, this psychopath, is either a fool or a liar. And most of them in political leadership are simply liars. They know what they're dealing with in this president. There are many Democrats who know that this guy has gone way over the edge, needs to be removed, but they're cowards. They don't have the courage to demand immediate impeachment, to demand that he be removed on the 25th Amendment as psychologically incapable of governing, of imagining himself to be a king above the Congress, above the Constitution, and above the law. So this is what's facing the world. Either we act on this, or we are, in fact, as close to World War III today, far closer, really, than we were at the time of the days leading into World War I or World War II.
You know, I share that assessment with you. I think we're dangerously close. I think we're posturing. What does the royal family gain from a war between the United States and Russia?
Well, ultimately, the royal family or the and their British imperial interests, if you understand the empire correctly, as the financial oligarchy, which is centered in London and Holland, but includes most of the leadership of the Wall Street investment bankers and so forth, this international financial cartel. What they gain is the power of that financial oligarchy, which, remember, is bankrupt. You can't separate this war danger from the worst financial breakdown crisis in the history of civilization. You'd have to go back to the 14th century at least to see a time when the financial system of the world has been more bankrupt, more a bubble based on pure garbage, speculation, gambling, while the physical economy has been destroyed. And their solution, if you look at Europe, look at their solution for the crisis in Europe. Destroy Greece. Destroy their wages, their industries, their economy. Destroy Spain. Destroy Italy. That's their solution, which, of course, is the kind of insanity we're dealing with here.
We're going to explore this a little bit more. We come back with Mike after the bottom of the hour break, and I've got some more questions for him.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Defending truth, justice, and the American way. The Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Our special guest this hour is Mike Billington from the LaRouche Group. And Mike, I'm writing a book on what truly has happened and is happening in the Gulf, and now I see it spread to New Zealand. But I think this might interest you. I've traced a lot of the moneyed interests that had foreknowledge, as evidenced by their financial prepositioning to the oil spill, to a group called the FPNYC, headed by Rockefeller, and it's chartered by the royal family. So I don't need a lot of convincing how many dirty pies the royal family has their fingers in. But let me ask you this question as a lead-in to continuing this topic. Is it your opinion that if the royal family gets their way, Britain gets their way, and they move forward with this war, and they're able to successfully facilitate it, will they be able to repudiate this massive debt that's been put upon every country?
Well, I don't think they're interested in repudiating the debt. Let me say first, since you introduced the show by telling people to go to the website, let me give them the website. And they should, because most of these questions are addressed in the articles and videos on the LaRouche Pack website. It's www.larouchepack.com. And you can also subscribe to our magazine, Executive Intelligence Review, and you can call at 1-800-929-7566, 929-7566, and we will send you some of this literature and keep in touch with you. The fact of the matter is that the empire, Wall Street, City of London, are now hyperinflating the global currency. It's a situation like 1923 Germany, when the Germans were told they had to pay reparations on World War One, and the only way they could do it was to print money, and the Deutsche Mark was basically turned into toilet paper. People know the story. It cost, you know, millions of mark for a loaf of bread. But this is on a global scale now. The derivative bubble, the massive gambling casino economy, is now probably over $1 quadrillion, $1,000 trillion in funny money, money that doesn't represent anything in the real economy. It's not investments in industry or agriculture or schools or hospitals. It's pure gambling debt, which blew up and which Bush and Cheney and now Obama with a passion are committed to bailing out by printing money, meaning degrading the value of the dollar. So the way they basically get themselves out of debt is by inflating and turning the dollar into toilet paper. They can't bail out this bubble. It can't be bailed out. If you killed everybody in the world and usurped all the raw materials and all the money, you could not bail out the quadrillions of funny debt, of useless, worthless paper that's now being bailed out by Obama. And therefore, you get to this question, which you and I have discussed before, of Glass-Steagall, of doing what Roosevelt did, really on a global scale this time, and simply insisting that the speculative money be pushed aside, given back to the investment banks, who were the only ones allowed to do that kind of gambling under the Glass-Steagall Act, and let them sink, let them go. We don't need them. We don't need Wall Street. We don't need the speculators. But we have to save our commercial banks, which means divide off the junk, get it out of the commercial banking system. And then with commercial banks that are based on only legitimate lending to real physical economic and soft, so-called soft infrastructure like hospitals and schools and so forth, that those banks can be refinanced by the government under an American system approach, a creditary approach, what was designed by Alexander Hamilton and the founding fathers, not the monetary system where private banking interests run our economy like the Federal Reserve, but a government-controlled, directed credit where you – and the idea of credit here is not just a technical term. It's the idea that the government's responsibility is to think ahead for 25 or 50 years and to direct the nation's potential, the potential of our skilled workers and those who should become skilled workers, the direction of our nation's production 25 to 50 years ahead to make sure we have the expanding resources, water, power, and so forth needed for a world, a growing world, at a higher standard of living, and to carry that policy, as Roosevelt intended, into the developing world to end once and for all the imperial destruction of Africa and much of Asia that took place under the colonial period, which has not been reversed, with the exception of some developments in Asia. So this is a question of civilization surviving. Civilization is on the precipice right now. And the question of Third World War is just one aspect of the destruction of civilization, which America can and must play the crucial role that we have in history. When America was founded way back in the 18th century, it was counter to the founding of the British Empire in the 1763 period when they developed the British East Indies Company as a colonial power, a private sector colonial power. And we fought a war. We defeated them. We fought the War of 1812. We defeated them. We fought the Civil War, which was basically a war against the British slave system in the South, and we defeated them. But we've reached a point now where this nation, which is the leading target of the empire, the leading target of the royal family, to destroy once and for all this upstart America, which challenged the monetary policies of the British Empire, and which they are on the verge of destroying by a couple of lunatic presidents, in the case of Bush and now Obama, who have done the bidding of Wall Street and of London at the expense of the very existence of our nation, and therefore, in a very real sense, the existence of the world. What's happening in Asia with China developing the way it is extremely important, but they cannot survive the collapse of the Western banking system. We must get this nation on course to a great Pacific alliance to recognize that the direction of the world economy is now shifting from the Atlantic to the Pacific. We have to ally with Russia and China, those great powers, those great nations, against the British imperial system. And in the process, the European nations who lost their sovereignty when the British and the French set up this euro, this destruction of their sovereign currency and their sovereign powers, that we can get those nations to break out of this euro straitjacket, to restore their national sovereignty and to join with us in a new world order based upon American system principles, the Glass-Steagall principle, great development projects, a great infrastructure, creating millions of jobs, producing the power, the water, the things we need for human civilization.
Well, you know, back to the idea that we're provoking war, I couldn't agree with you more. Our provoking actions against Syria and Iran, I know, are very upsetting to the Russians. And it's almost like what we did prior to World War II, where we tried to basically intimidate Japan and make them feel like they had to attack us, you know, cutting off scrap metal, threatening blockades, freezing their assets. I mean, we're flying it right in the face of the Russians, and we're doing it now, aren't we?
Absolutely. I'm not sure I completely agree with the way you characterize what happened with Japan. I think you're right that we made some mistakes in the process, but that has a long, long history as well. Japan developed itself, just like Germany did under Bismarck, as I mentioned earlier. It developed itself on the basis of American system principles that were brought to Japan by the ideas of Friedrich List, who had worked with Henry Carey and the Founding Fathers and actually also worked in Germany in building Bismarck. But his ideas were brought into the Meiji Restoration in Japan, and Japan unleashed what became a great industrial power. The problem being that the British moved in very rapidly in the early 1890s. The British struck a deal with the Japanese, with Mikado, the emperor, to effectively get Japan to go to war on China, and later on in 1905 to go to war on Russia. With the idea that they get the backing of the British Empire. And that has been a key problem in Japan all along. Of course, it led into World War II, the disaster of World War II. Following that, MacArthur was there as leading the occupation, brought American system methods back into Japan. Japan restored itself, became a great power again. But what happened before World War II was really the result of a 60-year process where the British bought off or convinced the Japanese to go with the imperial model, and that really was the core of how they got roped into their self-destruction of World War II.
But we still antagonize them, and just we're antagonizing. Let's go back to the modern time here. We're really antagonizing Russia to the point where I'm confused on why Pentagon officials and so many leaders in our government are complicit with their silence when the bus is not going to show up to save all of these people.
Yeah.
So how do they go along with it?
It also brings out the complete division within the U.S. administration. Obama is proceeding along with his British friends in trying to portray Russia and Putin as some sort of a dictator, a new Stalin, and so forth. But remember that Hillary Clinton in the State Department launched what she called the reset, to effectively try to link up with Russia. And this is, if you think of this in the context of the fact that the State Department also, under Hillary Clinton and Kurt Campbell, who's their deputy for Asia, have been doing a very good job in Asia of trying to solve the last remnant of the Cold War, the British manipulated Cold War in Asia, which is the North Korea problem. And I won't go through the details, but this is what I work on a great deal. And, in fact, you can get my articles on this in the Executive Intelligence Review at the website. But the Russians have recently intervened by approaching South Korea, North Korea, and indirectly the United States, and said, look, let's end this insanity of this North Korean, South Korean conflict by development, by the idea that we can bring peace through development. And let's build a pipeline, perhaps a rail line, through North Korea, connecting South Korea with Russia, ultimately connecting the railroad all the way from Busan in southern South Korea through to the Trans-Siberian Railroad all the way to Europe. And in this way, give the North Koreans a stake in development, not in a stake in peace by itself, but a stake in development as a basis for peace. And it's this concept of peace through development, which is the only way to deal with the Middle East crisis, the only way to deal with things like Korea. And in this case, Hillary has been fully supporting this, even though Obama and his Secretary of Defense, Panetta, who was just in Korea, are belligerently threatening North Korea the same way you just indicated various people are threatening Russia. So there's a division here. There are some people in the administration who could run this nation competently if Obama were removed from office, including the people around the Clintons, with LaRouche's direction, advice, and so forth.
Well, let's go real quick. I want to go to Obama's removal. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a few choices here. One, is it going to take a coup? Two, mental incompetence, but that's really difficult to prove, particularly at that level. And three, what about something like Fast and Furious, which might end up being Obama's Watergate?
Fast and Furious and the Cylindra story and other mm-hmm. things exemplify a president who has gone crazy. The level of just sort of gutter corruption is not the basis on which to save the nation. But they are issues where he's clearly broken the law. In the case of Fast and Furious, it starts to get back into this, what we discussed before, that this guy is a psychopath who loves killing. If, for people that don't know, I mean, essentially the Fast and Furious was a process where the U.S., under Obama and Holder, began shipping weapons to the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico. Some of those weapons were used to kill American drug enforcement agents and others. And the purpose here was to wage a war in Mexico between one cartel and another, and other issues I won't try to get into now. But this level of criminality, believing that we can facilitate simply killing off people we don't like, covertly, not through the law, not through the court, not through bringing them to justice, just kill them the way empires kill their enemies. This is the character that we're dealing with, this Nero. If you imagine the old pictures of Nero sitting in the Colosseum with the gladiators and him putting his thumbs down, you know, kill this guy. This is the mentality of this psycho president sitting up in his office, watching the videos of his drones killing off American citizens and others. In the thousands, by the way. In the thousands.
Well, if they're going to do this in foreign countries, what makes the American people believe that they're not going to do it here?
They will. Remember that NORTHCOM, which was set up, the North America Command, which was set up after the Iraq invasion around the same time as the Patriot Act, before that time, America would never consider having a military command over the United States because under posse comitatus and our law, generally, the military has no responsibility in police actions domestically except in very explicit emergency conditions. They're trying to say that this overall global war on terror is an emergency which puts aside all law on a global scale, including the law of the military being used domestically in the United States. And remember, they're also moving rapidly to privatize the military with these contractors, the Blackwater types and Aegis types, so that you're dealing with a NORTHCOM which has responsibility for potential instabilities within the United States in which they could militarize the United States. And you're absolutely right. There's nothing that would stop Obama from using his drones and similar Special Operations Command killer tactics domestically within the United States, just as he uses them against Americans overseas. Then he has to be removed from power. People have to deal with this. We don't have until the election. Anybody who thinks that somehow the election next year is a solution to this fail to recognize that the global financial situation is now out of control, absolutely out of control. The banking system will not survive. We can't put a date on it. You can't say it's going to be tomorrow or it's going to be a month from now.
But it's not going to survive 13 months is what you're saying. Is that correct?
It's not going to survive 13 months. That's
13 months until the election. Actually, now it's going on 12.
We're thinking more about the next few weeks. If you saw the insanity and the panic in Europe over this last week, you recognize that they recognize that there is no way for them to sustain this complete collapse of the banking system in Europe. And, of course, it's the U.S. banks that hold the credit default swaps on the European debt. So it's a completely integrated bankrupt system.
Okay, we got to hold it right there. We come back, we'll put a cap on this most interesting interview of the 45 quickest minutes I've had on radio. Stay tuned, everybody.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Our guest for the bulk of the first hour has been Mike Billington of the LaRouche Group. And Mike, to make sure we don't get squeezed out by time, tell everyone again how they can find your website and get a copy of your newsletter.
Oh, we need everybody on board. The phone number is 1-800-929-7566. And the website is the LaRouche PAC for Political Action Committee, LaRouchePAC.com.
We have about 2 minutes left, and in that time, could you give the listeners something that they could do individually to help mitigate the damage being done by Obama and his puppeteers?
Well, the most important thing is Glass-Steagall. We have 49 sponsors in the House. It's House Bill 1489. You should call your congressman. You should tell him he has to be on board. We amongst the 49, there are, I think, 5 Republicans. The rest are Democrats, some from the so-called Progressive Caucus, some Blue Dogs. Across the board, people, many of the Tea Party people, recognize that the bailout of Wall Street is the core of the destruction of this nation. Across the board, anybody with brains knows that we have to restore Glass-Steagall to clear out this derivative bubble, write it off, and get our banking system back oriented towards physical economic development, great infrastructure projects, and so on. So get your congressman on board. Tell him he's not going to be welcome back home until he sponsors 1489, House Resolution 1489. And Marcy Kaptur from Ohio introduced the bill along with a Republican from North Carolina and a Democrat from Virginia. And there's now 49 on. The Senate, Marie Cantwell, who introduced the bill last year, is supposed to be introducing it this week, perhaps, when they come back into session, I guess next week. But again, the senators, too, people have to be on board for this fight. It's the only chance we have of stopping the collapse of the Western financial system and the descent into the kind of World War III global depression collapse that I think everybody recognizes, that something horrible is going on, that this thing is bigger than just a crisis, it's bigger than an election, it's a threat to civilization. Now is the time for people to think about their humanity, what they can do for the future of civilization. And this is the time where we have to pull out the best of what America has been in the past and has to become again.
80% of this country is still asleep.
That's probably true. It doesn't take numbers to win. It takes leaders.
Good point.
It takes leaders. Remember Gideon's army. And that's,
yes,
that's
I agree. Well, look at our own American Revolution.
Yeah, exactly.
It was led and followed by a minority.
Yeah, exactly. It takes leaders. It's people with the courage to say the truth in the face of the intimidation, the fear, and the threat. You have to be willing to find something inside yourself that's more important than life itself, because, in fact, all of our lives are threats. You could be next. When you talk about Obama's killing these people, those people, with his drones, with his special joint special operations command, are you next in the list? You could be. You have to have the courage to face that the country is descending into fascism, that the Western world is in a state of utter collapse. And then recognize that there are solutions to this, not a coup, constitutional solutions.
Okay, Mike, we're going to have to hold it here. We're out of time, and I apologize for that. We're up against the top of the hour break, but thanks so much for joining us.
Very glad.
And we look forward to having you on again. It was a riveting 45 minutes. Thanks so much.
Good. Thanks a lot, Dave. Bye-bye.
Okay.